I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome back to our studios today a quartet that features two sets of siblings, and they happen to be the children of members of the Mattawa band, the Holy Hootenanners. And their parents would bring them up on stage, and they finally decided, you know what, we're going to do our own thing. So welcome to Josie Langhorst, Amory Gilbertson, Eli Gilbertson, and Audrey Langhorst. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
And the last time you were here, we determined that your name, the Langhortsons, is a combination of the two last names of the band, which
Correct.
Is kind of cool. Well, thanks for coming back. It's so exciting. And it was almost exactly a year ago mm-hmm. that you were here in our studios with your first album. And now you have your second one, which is pretty darn amazing that you have another one so quickly. Well, why don't you get started with a song, and then we can come back and chat a little bit about your second album and recording it up there in Sparta and all that fun stuff. What do you want to play?
This is called Polaroid Pictures.
The Langhortsons live from Studio A, and that's the song that opens their new album, Flower Crowns and Imagination, which I noticed is a lyric in that particular song. Josie, last time you were here, you were kind of the main lyricist. Is that still the case for the band?
Pretty much.
So tell me about that one. And first of all, you know, I hate to like always make a big deal about how young you are, but what grade are you in now? You're in
eighth grade.
Eighth grade, and some of you I think are in ninth grade now. And Eli, what grade are you in? Sixth grade. All right, so fairly young. And I think of Polaroid pictures fondly from when I was young, which was a very, very long time ago. But they're not as common now. So what's your familiarity with them?
We got asked this on Tuesday, too, when we were on...
Old people like to ask questions like this.
Yeah. So me and Amory both have a Polaroid camera, and, like, they're pretty cool. Yeah, you can, like, take a picture and it, like, prints it out right away. It's pretty awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad they're still around. I just didn't realize they were as common, so that's really great. And I see that you even have them featured in the cover art of the album.
Yeah, we do.
Which is really nice. And tell me about the Flower Crowns and Imagination line and how that ended up being the album title.
Well, I kind of wanted to add a sense of, like, childish stuff in here. So, like, Flower Crowns and Imagination and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
And that particular song, what inspired that one?
I don't really know. I just kind of wrote it.
Well, that's great. It's great when things just come out and turn out well. So last time you were here, you had just recorded, you were releasing your first album, and you recorded that with Rich Mattson at Sparta Sound, and you said that you were already thinking of new stuff. You had five new songs, I think.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you had started coming up with a new song on the way back from the recording studio.
Yeah.
Do you remember which song was that, and did it end up on this album? I'm curious.
It did end up on this album. Mm-hmm. It is called...
I can't take them on my own.
Oh, okay. So, tell me about recording with Rich again.
It's awesome. Did you guys talk a little bit? Talked too much already.
It's a really good experience for musicians and stuff.
Plus, they have a dog. So
Minnie, you got to see Minnie again. You saw her when she was a puppy, and she's bigger now.
Yeah.
Well, and you get to hang out there, and I've heard it's a very warm and inviting place to be.
Yeah.
And not only had you been there this last year for your own album, but you'd been there with your parents before. So it's kind of just like becoming a regular thing. So tell me about the songs for this album, Josie, and how they came together. And did you have, it seems like they kind of came out quickly since you already had a bunch of them ready to go a year ago.
Yeah, well, this one is kind of different. Last time I kind of wrote all of the lyrics and all of the music to it, but I wrote most of the lyrics, and then we all kind of helped put the music together.
And so where do you all practice?
Either in Amory and Eli's basement or at our church.
Or in the garage.
Or in our garage.
So, and do you practice pretty regularly?
Well,
you haven't been lately?
Depends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I suppose there's probably a lot of practice that goes in before you were going to record the album.
Yeah, that was a long couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. And do you do that in the summer, I assume, when you're off of school?
Yeah.
And how long did it take to record the album?
Three days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you worked really hard for a few weeks and got everything ready to go, and then you get up there and just do it all pretty much live? Is that how it got recorded?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think about this being a sibling band, and there's a couple of things that people say about siblings. First of all, that singing together, like the harmonies that siblings can do, are pretty amazing. Do you find that to be true?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? And then the other thing about that is, sometimes siblings can have a harder time getting along, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. We got asked this question too on Tuesday.
Were you in Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you were at KAXC.
Yeah. We fight sometimes, but we just
work it out.
Yeah. And then it's all good. Until the next time.
We play our favorite song, and that's all good.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, what is your favorite song? Or do you each have different favorites from the album?
We mostly have the same favorite.
Yeah.
Song.
Me and Amory's. Audrey, do you like Polar Pictures too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Eli, what about you? Okay, Talk to Me and Polaroid Pictures are our favorites.
And what makes a song a favorite for you? Is it just fun to play? Do you just?
I guess so. Like, if you like the lyrics or like the tempo or
the drum beats.
Yeah, the fills. Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Well, that's great. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
This is called Cruel World. I believe we had this one last year when we came.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
I know you did one that was new, so it'll be fun
that
to...
That must have been Glass Doll, I think.
Oh, you know what? I think it was Glass Doll, now that you say it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is called Cruel World.
Those are the Langertsons live from Studio A, another one from their Flower Crowns and Imagination album. Really nice artwork on that. Who did the artwork for that one?
Well, Amory and my mom, we all kind of helped a little bit, but they kind of put it all together.
Oh, nice. So not just musical talent, but artistic talent, Amory, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So... I'm assuming that you have more time in the summer to do stuff. Did you do many shows this past year?
We did some shows at Beaner's and...
Any barbecue.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dad's, anything else? The Mattahoot Nanny.
Oh, yeah. Always got to do that. Fun. So you have this new album out. Are you going to do any other shows around this in the near future?
Well, like you said in the beginning, we have our... CD release at Beaner Central in Duluth at 7 o'clock. So that'd be fun if you came. Near future. Let's see. Dads, you've got a memory.
As long as we're turning to the dads here. So you know, your parents being musicians as well, did they ever give you any advice? And, you know, any of you can chime in on this one. Any give you advice or, you know, what kind of stuff do they, or do they just kind of say, hey, do your thing, we're going to back off and...
Well, for the first city, they were kind of helping us a lot. But for the second one, they backed off and let us do our own thing, mm-hmm. which was nice.
So what did you do differently? Was there anything that you did differently because of that? Or
well, we did a lot of like extra instruments. Like Eli would play like the bongos or something and the tambourine. Mm-hmm. And me and Amory would do a lot of extra harmonies, mm-hmm. and stuff.
Nice. So you kind of worked out the songs yourselves and figured out what they needed. And mm-hmm. so one thing that happens sometimes is you try to do a lot of stuff and then you realize, oh, we got to pull this back a little bit. Did that ever happen with any of the tunes on there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the song we just played when we were recording, we played it so fast, it sounded like a rap song. It was pretty bad. They kind of told us to slow it down a little bit, but that was really the only time they chimed in. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to figure things out for yourself. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like you learned from doing this album?
Well, I've definitely matured in my music writing a lot.
Well, and tell me about that last song that you did, Cruel World.
Well, at first I was kind of writing about a zombie apocalypse. Okay. but I don't know. It kind of has like a deeper meaning. I don't know what that is, but I mean,
yeah, I think last time you were here we were talking a little bit, there were like movies that influenced you and things like that. Was that the case for some of the songs on here as well?
Let's look at my song list.
Well, we have two songs about zombie apocalypse on this CD. We have I don't know. I kind of just wrote them about, like, everyday life and stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Pretty much.
Well, and there's 14 songs on here, so obviously you had a lot of creative energy going on,
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Were there any that, you know, you had extra ones that, this one's not quite going to make the album, or did you have any spares?
We had an original at one, but then we wanted to reach the 40-minute mark.
Yeah, so we put that on there. Yeah. That was one of our ones that we had when we recorded our first one. We mm-hmm. had that then. Mm-hmm. And we kind of made it better by me switching the instrument from ukulele to guitar. It definitely made it sound better. Mm-hmm. And we kind of added that in there. We weren't really sure at first, but I guess it sounds pretty good.
I don't think I asked you this last time, so I'm curious about it. Are there any particular musical artists that you're influenced by?
I'll go first. The Beatles and Bob Dylan.
Oh, we did talk about that. And but last time I remember you mentioning the Beatles, but yes. Bob Dylan is new. Okay. Anyone
Eli,
else?
Do you want to?
Michael Jackson right now.
Oh, really? You're getting into Michael Jackson? Cool.
Audrey?
Oh, a bunch of stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Amory?
Yeah, the Beatles. Yeah. Cool. Cool.
It's a classic. They're a classic. So I'm glad that they're still have a following, even in the next generation. Well, let's hear one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here?
It's called Talk to Me, which is Eli's favorite song. I can read your mind, but you don't know what to say.
Those are the Langertsons live from Studio A, and another one from their Flower Crowns and Imagination album. Eli, why is that your favorite? Do you like the drum part, or do you just like the song?
I like the last verse.
You like the what?
I like the last verse.
You like the last?
Sounds like there's violins.
Oh, you like the last verse because of I missed the violins. I can't hear you on very well. You like violins? Oh, you like violins? Okay. All right. Well, tell me about that song, Josie. Anything that you remember about writing that one?
Well, this one, I kind of wrote it about me. My grandpa really likes this one because he says the third verse, which is, I have a personality that always needs to be corrected. It kind of explains me. And the last sentence in that verse, because even butterflies and macaroni have a way of taking my attention. I have a very short attention span. So, and my grandpa laughs at it because he thinks it's true.
So you're easily distracted.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of people that are like that, and they just, you know, something, yeah, things draw their attention. That's probably part of being a creative person, too, perhaps.
I guess.
Well, thank you so much. This was really fun. And anything else we need to let people know before we let you go?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It was really fun to have you back.
Thank you for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, John Hino, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.